Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet.
Hello.
Of course, I'm Lyle Vandegroot.
Is that the name of the actor?
It's the name of the bad guy from George of the Jungle.
Is that his name in the movie, or is it that's his name in real life?
He's the main antagonist of George of the Jungle and its sequel, George of the Jungle 2.
Huh.
The actor is Michael Chinyamirindi. Nope, that's somebody who played Ndugo. I don't know, man. Thomas Hayden.
Okay.
And you are?
And it was worth the joke.
Come on. Are we doing celebrity lookalikes?
Sure.
Who do I look like?
You say it.
Oh, it's going to make me sound like I'm conceited. Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty true.
And I'm...
Who's that ugly guy from every movie ever?
Oh, fuck.
Steve Buscemi?
No, the uglier one.
Do you guys know that he didn't know he was ugly until he was famous?
Christian?
Guys, you didn't let me get into the intro. And I'm Christian. The ugly one.
The ugly judgy, of course. What do we do here?
We judge people.
Mm-hmm. We read internet stories. We have fun. But first, we have a little bit of a listener gift.
Wow.
Ooh.
From self-described Christian's second biggest fan.
Hold on.
Because
besides you or besides me?
Besides Christian's mom. This is who I was told. And we have, of course, the 2021 National Day Calendar. Celebrate every day.
Wow.
So you're guaranteed to never miss Pepper Pot Day.
No more fucking it up.
So I love it.
You got, of course, Cotton Candy Day, Static Electricity Day, Kitten Day. You got all of them, man.
Is it literally every day?
Does National Coffee Day coincide with your birthday? Do you love starting each day with a smile? Those two sentences don't seem related, but they are.
I'm so excited.
There you go, man.
Thanks. Thank you, listeners. This is very near and dear to my heart.
I need you to look up what day is on my birthday.
Well, we will later.
Yeah, we'll do it after the break. How about that?
I was so excited.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to spend the next 3 minutes trying to
cut all of the shit out.
And on February 18th.
It's not how it works in the video.
All right. Well, Christian, read some goddamn stories.
Oh. Take it away.
Wow.
We're getting right into it.
I should have looked at the calendar because today is my day.
Today is Christian
to
Read Stories Day. What is there a term for, like, instead of like first annual, it's like first of the year? Like, because there's gonna be multiple of the year. Like, you say like the inaugural, I guess inaugural, like Monday of the year. So this is the inaugural Christian reading.
No, it's not.
Probably is.
Ah.
Probably isn't.
The second inaugural.
Then it wouldn't be inaugural.
The two inaugural.
Binaugural.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Biden inaugural?
Nope. We're going right into the story, guys.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my sister she can't barge into my apartment and dognap my dog to meet random strangers?
Yeah. She's just trying to get your dog to get laid, all right? And you're being a real dick.
Well, the dog's trying to help. So this happened twice now. My sister has unlocked the door to my apartment and taken my dog to show him off to strangers. He's a corgi, and he's the only corgi in our town, so people get weird about it.
How can you confirm that they're the only corgi in the town?
It's the only one.
It's a small town. There's 8 people.
My dog's on Dog Bumble, and he's the only corgi.
Dog Bumble? It just, instead of, like, putting, like, your politics or, like, your gender, it's just, like, what your butt kind of smells like. Like, my ass has, like, hints of oak, and... trust me, the nose on my ass is great.
I eat a lot of carrots, okay?
My owner gives me dog food with pumpkin in it, so...
I get like so many greenies, latte. Dude.
Of course, right here we have a 2013 Labrador.
The first time, I was so shocked that I just watched her take my dog away. He came back out 20 minutes later, but still. The second time, though... I was in the shower and didn't hear her come in, so obviously when I got out of the shower and my dog was nowhere to be found, I freaked out. My sister left the door wide open behind her, and I thought he had gone outside and someone had broken in and taken him.
Well, they did.
True.
You're on to something here, Richard.
I called my mom, who then told me that my sister was at her place with her friends and my dog. I called my sister screaming through the phone to bring him back ASAP. I am recovering from a painful back injury, and I have to limit my movements to a minimum. I am also in a lot of pain from walking in general and even standing for a 20-minute shower. It's a long fucking shower.
His back hurts, man.
I had a chair, but it broke, and I'm waiting for the replacement. And so it's difficult.
Why is this important information? Listen, when they tell you that you need to put in a lot of backstory for your Reddit posts, this is not what they mean.
I'm just going to boo it right off the bat.
Basically saying he's in a lot of pain from taking a shower, so he couldn't go and get him himself.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours go by, and many irate calls later, she comes back with him. I go off on her, telling her that she can't just take my dog to meet strangers. My dog is friendly, but still. And that she can't just barge into my apartment without knocking or letting me know ahead of time. She argues that because of my injury, it'd be good for him to go outside and do something else. She completely ignored the fact that I have friends who help me walk him, and that he does spend time 3 out of 7 days of the week at my mother's house to give him some space while I recover. But he's fine at...
The dog needs space.
This person's a lot to deal with. The dog's like, please, I gotta get out of here. Just let me run away.
I'm waiting on this guy, tooth and paw over here.
Boo.
Spends 3 out of 7 days a week at my mother's to give him some space while I recover. But he's fine, and he's at his happiest when he's with me. I know for a fact. He didn't actually write that. And that my injury does not excuse her from taking him from me without my knowledge or my permission. I then tell her to hand over the keys and to get the hell out and leave me alone. She leaves, and I get texts from her, her friends, and my parents saying that I was overreacting. I know my sister wouldn't do anything to hurt my dog, but she oversteps my boundaries, something that she and my brother do all the time. But that's another story. Was I the asshole?
I mean, a little bit, but like, how... Someone's coming into your apartment, relative or not, and is taking your dog, and you're so taken aback that you don't say anything and just watch it happen? What a fucking sociopath. The first time I just watched her happen, I couldn't believe it. Well, if you don't stop her, she's going to keep fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Like, bye. What? Africa Mock, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't understand... Why didn't he at least, like, have a conversation? Literally, you guys, how many times have we got to say this?
No, Erica.
Communication.
How would that help in this? How would that help in this situation?
What do you mean?
Dogs can't talk.
I'm not talking about communicating with his dog. Well, I think
the dog is talking, because the dog did let him know that he is happiest when he's at home.
That's correct.
He's like, yo, I like going to your mom's house, dude, but fuck. Just, like, kicking back here, fucking money, dude.
Fucking money.
I think that's how a corgi would talk, right?
Yeah.
Just like a fucking bro.
The most bro-y dog breed is, of course, a corgi.
Just fucking waddling with his just dummy thick dumper on, waddling back from grandma's house.
I mean, look, if we've learned anything from Tim Allen's catalog, it's that shaggy dogs, which you would think would be the most bro-y voice, sounds like a 40-year-old carpenter. So, yeah, so corgi has to be a bro.
The math does check out here.
Do
you guys want to start kidnapping dogs?
No.
We can meet friends and... He did say strangers, but then every time it was just like, she keeps going to hang out with her friends.
It is funny, too. Like, how does he know that this is the only corgi in the whole town, and also there's strangers that still exist in this town? Like,
right.
You have to know everybody if you know nobody has a corgi.
Well, not only that, but, like, I just don't understand why his sister isn't just, hey, I'm coming over, I'm going to take the dog for a little bit.
Sister's definitely an asshole.
Oh, the sister's absolutely an asshole.
Well, let's cool our jets here. Sister just trying to get laid, all right?
Agreed.
Quickest way to get laid.
Steal a dog.
Well, show off the stolen dog. I guess steal the dog is step one.
Listen, I guess I'm assuming her sexuality, but dogs work for...
She's not going to fuck the dog, Josh.
Jesus
Christ. Dogs work for dudes to attract women. So unless she's trying to attract women, like, there's not going to be many guys who are, like, drawn in by a corgi.
I don't know.
If she's a woman who's trying to attract a man's attention,
this is Reddit. She doesn't need a dog. I bet there's a lot of Redditors, like, my lady, a corgi, I must scritch.
The noblest breed.
What if it's just giant Brooklyn Nine-Nine fans? They're just like, oh my god, Cheddar!
Yeah. That's the whole town is taking place in a fictional world where everybody loves Brooklyn Nine-Nine and only one person owns a corgi.
First of all, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is fantastic. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, it seems like a very possible world.
It's our world.
I didn't realize that we have some cop lovers on the podcast.
It has nothing to do with the cops.
Well, it is.
I don't give a shit that they're cops.
They're detectives. Like they're cops.
I like their personalities. Fuck the police.
They're detectives.
Okay.
It's a good show, though. I like it.
It is a very good show. Very of fun. Course it is.
Oh, fuck the cops, Josh.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck this story. We're going on to the next one.
Oh, I had something funny I wanted to say.
No, you didn't. Sorry. That was rude.
That's fair.
Go ahead and say it, Joshua.
Well, it keeps fleeting me because we keep going off on a little bit of a little tangeroony every time I...
It's cool. Just think a little harder. We'll pause. We'll be real quiet.
We'll pause. Nice. We're talking about dogs.
Nice.
I got you.
But we're going to pause because it's your turn to edit, and it's going to be real difficult.
It's not difficult. You just push one button.
Let's take a peek behind the curtains. You can explain to me how to do this again.
Control B, Control B, backspace, backspace.
That's
dunsies.
More than one button. You lied.
Fuck.
We caught it on camera, folks.
We did it, folks. Call the police.
Kyle Vandegroot's going back to jail. George Jungle 3 coming to theaters soon near you.
All right, Brendan Fraser, though?
Mm-hmm.
He's back, baby. Am I the asshole?
The only actor in Hollywood with a corgi. Famously.
He owns the only corgi in the world. Yeah. His story's about him.
Yeah. Am I the asshole for telling my roommate that she can't clean her piercings with pasta water? Need I say more?
What an outrageous title.
How do you get to the point in your life where you're like, oh, I'm just...
Pasta water.
I'm like really trying to reduce my water usage, so like... I'll bathe and then I'll take the
Did you read this one?
I'll scoop it from the bath and then I'll like boil my macaroni in that. And then I'll like use that to wash out my ears.
The bath water? No.
It's really telling to me that you said macaroni. I was like, that's not pasta.
You just boil it in the cheese.
Oh, fuck.
All right, back to the story. Trust me, I'm confused as heck to what.
I am just confused as all heck as to what this lady is doing.
I'm confused as heck to what went on, but me, 22-year-old female, and my roommate, Becca, a 23-year-old female, had a major argument. Mm-hmm. Becca got a piercing that got infected, irritated.
Probably because she's using pasta water.
And after going to the doctor, was told to clean it with a saline solution.
Oh.
All well and good, right? Saline is just salt and boiled water. Cool. But Becca wanted to save some money after the doctor and not make up the saline and waste water.
Oh my god.
So she's been using her leftover pasta water to clean her piercing. Because that's basically just salt water, right?
No.
As soon as I found out about this, I told her that that's disgusting and probably why her piercing is still infected.
Uh-huh.
But instead, she called me out for judging her.
How dare she?
Who judges
people? Excuse her very much.
That's our thing.
We're the only judgies in the world. Mm-hmm. We're the only judgy people in this fucking city. And my sister keeps coming over and stealing our judginess and showing it off to her friend, and it's pissing me off.
She called me out for judging her for being thrifty, and that not everyone's made of money. It's like less than 3 cents of water.
You know what we are all made of is a saline solution.
Mm-hmm. The simple solution. Okay, just go ahead and I'll do it.
She's refusing to speak to me until I apologize for implying that she's poor. But I'm fed up of hearing about her sore nipples. If she just...
Wait, nipples? They're nipple piercings?
Yeah.
Thank God.
If she's just going to slather it with pasta water, I just want to know if I'm the asshole for overreacting and refusing to apologize. I'm not a piercer, so maybe this is actually a common practice. Am I dumb?
I just imagine, like, those tortilla tatas floating in boiling water.
I wonder how she discovered that it was pasta water. Like, is this lady literally
just pouring pasta water, right? Just tits out over the sink, dumping water?
Yeah, literally.
The simple solution here is, yes, you're using salt and boiling water to cook your pasta, sure. But just, like, scoop some out before you put the pasta in.
Before you put the starch in there?
Literally.
The thing that bacteria love to eat, carbohydrates.
I mean, sure, save your pasta water, use it in, like, another recipe or some shit. I get that.
But you guys are smart. I didn't even think that was a solution. I'm just like, just make your own saline, boil different water. But now that's a really good idea, Ricky. Just set a cup aside.
You know what also works is just rubbing alcohol.
Buy saline solution. Oh, she's poor. Alcohol. Never mind.
No, don't judge you. How dare you imply that she's poor?
She said to herself that she's trying to save money.
But you can't imply that.
You can't bully her for it.
She's being frugal. She's not poor.
I was just quoting the roommate.
She's frugal, not being poor. There's a difference.
Sorry. That is my bad. I apologize.
I've
been poor myself, so I was just trying to relate.
And then why didn't you pour some pasta noodles on your goddamn titties?
Because I don't have nipple piercings.
That's the reason?
Yeah.
It's the only reason I'm not doing it.
What's the least practical piercing to pour pasta water on?
Probably. Septum?
How hot is
an eyebrow piercing?
Waterboard yourself? tongue piercing? Trying to like get a saline pasta solution on your tongue?
I can't get the image out of my head that it's just like fresh pasta water too. Like it's hot. It's
still boiling.
Yeah, it's like still steaming hot pasta water. It's like when, you know, we got HelloFresh and they're like, save a little bit of the potato water to make really good mashed potatoes. And it's just like, you pour a little bit out, you catch it, and it's like, this is my titty water. This is my mashed potato water. It goes back in.
My titty water.
And it's just hot as shit. And then you just...
I have to give this person some props, okay? She's using her brain a little bit, right? She is trying to be like, saline, I know that that's salt and water. Mm-hmm. What other things do I use salt and water in? Mama sauce.
So Mama sauce.
She's definitely Italian, right?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Her body's already full of pasta water, effectively. Yeah,
sure.
So it's really not that big of a deal. Because what is saline's like? It's like 99.75% water, right?
Yeah, 90, that sounds. You know, it's actually a little bit.
Is it 97?
It's sterile water.
Right, but I just mean like it's primarily water.
Yes.
Boiling spaghetti in water adds way too much sodium to it.
Uh huh. As well as all the other stuff. Like the whole point of a saline solution is that it's pure. I
mean, does it hurt to have extra salt in the water? Like, what does it hurt? Because like when you get your wisdom teeth taken out, they're just like. Pour yeah, fucking gargle salt. Salt and
yeah,
just fucking do it up. And then just like, how true. Much? And just like,
I guess the issue isn't the salt. It's just, I was just mean like, that's not close to saline. Oh, you're just
being pedantic. You're just being a little saline. Shit.
I'm just saying
but a lot of people.
A little stinker.
A lot of people say, like, oh, just gargle salt water if you have a sore throat. And it's like, most people put too much salt in the salt water and then they're drying their throat out more, making it more sore. So, too much salt is not a good thing.
Yeah, how about that, dumbass?
You're supposed to do like a teaspoon of salt for like a cup of water or something. It's like not that much.
I'm so utterly devastated here.
It's a teaspoon of salt per cup of pasta water.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Why did no one tell me this?
Speaking of you saying stinker, I meant to bring this up earlier. I was driving home on the interstate and there's like the little signs in the great state of Illinois, like the digital boards. Mm-hmm. They normally say like, click it or ticket, drive high, get a DUI. Today it said, don't be a stinker, use your blinker.
Somebody is on top of their game. Like,
hell yeah. Well,
we were driving the other day, and because I drive past that, you and I drive past that sign every day, but the one day it was like National Hat Day or something. And they're just like, oh, it's National Hat Day, don't drive high or something. I don't remember what it said. And then the very next day we were driving up to Rockford or something, and the sign said, it's National Nothing Day, wear your seatbelt. Or like,
it's like, wear your seatbelt anyways. It's just like something so stupid. It's like, who is the fucking shit lord, like, just making the shittiest jokes they can on these signs?
I love them. I think it's great.
So imagine being 23, trying to make it on your own in the New York City. You're pushing your paycheck week to week. You're thin, barely affording rent. And your roommate has the fucking gazpacho to fucking call you poor for saving a few dollary dues. So that way you could spend that money to donate it to Christian's OnlyFans, Ducky Chrissy.
That is the right one.
Yeah. Of course,
whatever you guys toss is bad.
Chris
mine's
Tucky
good.
Is bad, yeah.
Tucky Look, Chrissy is good, and it is open for business.
All this lady wanted to do was save some of that sweet, sweet dollars so she can make a little saline solution or whatever the fuck using ravioli or whatever. And then she gets nice infected tits, and then guess what? Now she gets to go be a voyeur and be like, oh, doctor, look at my tits again.
Well, here's my thought on this. Maybe this is extra big-brained. She gets her tits infected. They get bigger. They get
inflamed. Swollen. That's what I was going to say.
Free boob job.
That way you don't have to steal your brother's dog anymore. You're attracting guys left and right.
Yeah. That is big-brained.
Free boob dog.
These people are smart.
So, yes, you are the asshole, OP. She's not poor. She's rich where it counts. In the tits.
Like, you're like, in the tits. Not the brain.
And here's the embarrassing thing, guys. Erica, I haven't shown you my penis since our wedding day. And there's a reason. I got my dick pierced. And I thought, I spent a lot of money on this wedding. I'm going to be a little frugal. Anytime we've had pasta water, I've been using it to soak my dick. And the infection just isn't going away.
You try to get a St. Edward's piercing, you end up with a St. Elmo's fire from the infection.
But, like, can you guys take a look at it on the break?
Of course. Yes.
Thanks.
Well, yeah, and then we'll look up on the calendar when National Clean Your Dick Day is. We'll set an appointment to get that all sorted out, man. Thanks. We'll see if it falls in the same week as National Keep Your Pasta Water Day. We'll just... It's gotta, right?
It's gotta be close.
The people probably. Who make those days, they know. They know.
They get it. They definitely get it.
Yeah. You don't wear white before or after Labor Day.
After Labor Day.
And you don't put your dick in pasta water after National Pasta Water Day.
It's true. When can you start wearing white again?
You literally just read my mind. I was like, Josh was wearing white over there.
Oh, no. This but I'm covering it up with the blue.
It's still tacky.
I think they just mean white pants or like overall white.
Unzip it. I'm so offended by it.
Now I'm the bad guy from Extremely Goofy Movie. Chatterson or whatever his name is. The guy who's like a really good skater.
Cheddar's dad from...
Cheddar's dad? I guess they all are dogs, huh?
Yeah.
No, Cheddar's got to have a better dad than that.
Yo, why they make that one girl from the Extremely Goofy Movie so
hot? As fuck? Yeah, it's really upsetting how many animated animals are sexy to me.
Why are they so hot? Why they fuck me up as a kid?
The fox from Robin Hood?
I don't remember it, but probably hot.
Yeah, Robin Hood from the fox, like the animated Robin Hood. He's foxy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They fucked up an entire generation of kids by doing that.
Lola Bunny didn't need to be serving like that. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Maybe we need to take a break and unpack these thoughts.
You know what? I am kind of getting thirsty. I could use a drink.
It's getting pretty hot in here, right, guys? Oof.
I think I need to go soak my dick. I gotta go sork my cork for a minute.
I think your brain's infected. You need to fucking soak the whole thing in fucking rigatoni sauce.
Your mom got you that, like, what's the flotation sink thingy?
What? It's
the thing. You float in the water. A sensory deprivation tank.
Ah.
So Christian's mom got him that for Christmas.
I'm trying to fucking trip out, dog.
I'm just saying, like.
What?
A sensory deprivation tank.
A whole thing?
It's like a coupon. You go to the place. Ah,
now that makes more sense.
Yeah, but okay, let me get to the point here. Just throw some pasta in there.
Sneak them in like your swim trunks pockets. And you're like, why the fuck is it?
I'm going to need a 4-hour session.
You have two crunched up Maruchan ramen packets in your pocket. You've got like the chicken packets tucked behind the ears. All right, let's get into a break. Let's wash our dicks.
Let's go wash our dicks, guys.
And our tits, to be fair.
Yeah, we gotta be inclusive here.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Help me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And welcome back from the break. Of course, we were thumbing through the calendar and we discovered something pretty funny. Christian, what's on your birthday?
My birthday is pretty cool.
February.
Oh my God, don't give it away like that.
He's going to get it wrong. What is it?
19th.
Correct.
My birthday falls on National Caregivers Day, Chocolate Mint Day, Vet Girl Rise Day.
Vet Girl Rise Day?
What does that mean?
They don't have any kind of description, so I have no idea.
Like, okay. Veterinarians or veterans? And this is when they wear, like, hide pants or, like, are rises a shoe or a pant?
Either.
There we go. Continue.
And Lash Day.
Yeah, that one confuses me. They should have specified eyelash or,
like,
whipping lash.
Like hot.
Or like is lash like an abbreviation for something? Because it wasn't all caps.
It wasn't all caps. Yeah, I don't know. Huh. Large ass shit hips.
Day.
Okay.
It's all about me, baby. It's all about my large ass and shit hips.
Okay. What's on my birthday? June 27th.
All right, Josh's birthday, mm-hmm. We have Ice Cream Cake Day, Very fitting.
Ooh, you love ice cream cake.
I've literally been saving this hot take for so long that I fucking hate ice cream cake.
Ooh.
I thought you loved it.
I hate ice cream cake.
Maybe that's, I remember.
We got totally. National Orange Blossom Day.
Orange Blossom?
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not cool offended one. Or enthused.
How about this one? National Sunglasses Day.
Okay. I can't wear sunglasses.
Okay, that one didn't get you. This one might, like, you might be excited for it. National Onion Day.
I do love me some onions. And I'm also a big fan of Shrek.
We also got National HIV Testing Day.
It's a very important day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get tested.
Reagan is shaking in his boots right now. Mike so Pence, upset.
He can't deal with it.
What's my day?
Ricky's day. Oh, fuck.
July 31st, in case anybody wants to send a gift.
That one's not on the calendar. I don't.
It's last day again. Largest shit ifs. Two.
It says last day, but this one says large ass shithead. I don't know.
This one's specified. Weird.
Ricky's birthday falls on National Avocado Day.
Oh, man. I hate avocados.
Fucking millennial.
Raspberry Cake Day.
Okay.
And this one's very fitting for you. National Mutt Day.
What? What does that mean?
Because all of our animals have been like mutts and just like...
Oh, mutt. Like, okay. Yes. Maxine is absolutely a mutt.
Ricky's a mutt.
Excuse you.
What?
Technically, aren't we all mutts in a way?
Like, deep down, right?
Because we can't call each other purebreds because that's real bad. That's definitely
I don't think you can say eugenics. That anymore.
All right, Erica.
Oh, I have
a little birdie told me that you have a circle dirge for us. Of course, our circle dirge being our section of the podcast where we like to do something a little different each week, maybe stray away a little bit from Reddit and figure some stuff out.
Yeah. So my mom needs help figuring some stuff out. And she texted me today and said, I decided I need an alias. One reason, if I become an author, I want a good pen name. Also, I would sometimes like to refer to myself by a different name. Don't ask questions.
What a...
Don't ask questions. Just give me some ideas.
I just want to refer to myself as a different name sometimes.
Sure.
You ever get that feeling where you want to be different?
Yeah. So I just immediately respond with the first name off the top of the dome, Mars Joplin.
Mars Joplin is very good.
That's a pretty good author name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I just rattled them off here. So we got Sasha Talent, Kelly Moran, Frankie Fields.
Sasha Talent?
Mm-hmm. Helene Kilgore.
That one's insane. That's...
Bertha McGee.
Okay.
Bertha McGee? That sounds
That's like a children's book author.
That's like the name of a car that you really hate. Yeah. Oh, here comes Bertha McGee and Sasha Talent at the fucking wheel.
Stacey Behringer.
Good name.
Peach Garrison.
That sounds like a nice drink.
No, that's a fort in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy Wakeman. Lacey Love.
That's a porn star for sure.
Augusta Stonecroft.
Lacey Love is your mom's feet pics account.
She sells a book of just feet pics. She's going brick and mortar with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Then I sent Winnie Coldwater, Nora Blakemore, Caroline Darling.
Where were you getting these? Were you searching? These are all just off the top of
my head.
These were all, of course, COVID people who got sick with COVID that she had to report.
I got three more for you. Lana Goodchild, Jolie Dubois, and Margaret Van Haff. So.
Those are pretty good.
Let's see you guys come up with some.
Kind of rude that you didn't come up with a single male name.
I thought about that.
I just came up with three names off the top of my dome right here. T. Dangle. Claudia Jones.
Uh-oh.
Dem Papel.
I like Claudia Jones.
Thoughts?
The rest are bad.
Yeah, I like T. Dangle, I think.
I feel like I was paying way too close of attention to you because I wasn't thinking of names.
Like T dot Dangle. So you don't, the T is like mysterious. You know,
like J.K. Rowling, but like, well, T Dangle.
But we know what J.K. stands for.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, it's Justin fucking terrible. I don't know. I can't think of a funny thing, but she sucks.
What you got? Off the top of the dome. First thing you come up with. It's not going to be as good as Mars Joplin.
That definitely won't be as good as Mars Joplin. What about like Ivanka? Ivanka Tugmeyer.
Tugmeyer. Okay.
Let's do like.
Don't say it like we're ordering an appetizer. We're not gonna do a Bryce Hemingway.
That's a pretty good one. How are you guys just flowing so freely? How about like a Seymour? Let's like a Seymour like cork snuffer.
Cork snuffer.
How about a Julian Cesarac?
That Cesarac? Also sounds like a drink.
That's a mixed drink for sure.
Like Cesarac is a drink already, right?
Cesarac is a like a malt liquor, I think.
And that's when you just cut an orange into thin strips and put it in that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Julian.
Yeah, you Julian a Cesarac.
It's a Julian. I said
what
Julian.
Did you say?
Julian.
But what did he say?
Julian.
Oh, okay.
No, he said Julian.
Right.
Julian.
Yeah.
I don't know cooking terms. I need a couple more weeks of HelloFresh.
Holly Waters.
Okay.
How are you guys coming up with these so quick? How do you guys, you know, just random names?
Frank Hammerstein.
Flannel Jack.
That's pretty, wow. You guys are just firing them off. Go again, Ricky. This is impressive.
Louise.
Deloise.
just Louise. Sharpshooter McTackface.
Nah, I'm not,
okay.
Not a fan of that.
Right,
one.
First
that's
miss.
That's a flop.
It wasn't your first miss, let's be honest.
Oh, my God. You coming for T-Dangle or what?
T-Dangle is such T-Dangle. A good name.
No, I'm not about it.
Tasha, you better start calling yourself T-Dangle.
T-Dangle.
T period dangle. That's such a good... I'm going to start calling her that. What up, T-Dangle?
That's what I'm talking about.
She's going to be so mad that I said any of this on the podcast. Love you, Mom.
Oh, boy. Christian?
T-Dangle.
Unless you can't come up with any more names, let's get into that last story, my man.
T Dangle's so good. I can't get over it, man.
I'm really disappointed in the lack of names you came up with.
You didn't like Ivanka or Seymour? What about what's another one of those ones that's like ends in like cunt? Like it's Seymour Butts, Ivanka Manda Huggin Steelers guess or something.
Ivana.
That's you guys are right.
You were trying to do the Austin Powers bit the whole time.
Yeah, and then it's like Mike Hunt is like
right.
Funny. That's like a funny like prank phone call name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mike Hunt here? Mike Hunt.
Right.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're supposed to laugh, though.
Right.
Or this is where you laugh.
Or you could just do like a Justin Mystopheles or something. Just throw out a name. You just take two names, put them together.
Janet Samsonite.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend I won't stop drinking hot tea?
Hot tea dangles. More like it.
Sorry, but this is an alt. I had to make one because my boyfriend and his friends are borderline harassing me on all my social media.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't want him to know about this.
He's going to find out.
It's a big yikes.
Yeah, that's a red flag and a half.
Anyway, I like tea. I have about 3 to 4 cups of hot tea a day. Tea brings me so much happiness and peace. I won't go into details, but just know it brings me back to a lot of happy memories from my childhood. My boyfriend, whom I will call Josh. Sounds like dickhead.
Listen, guys, this is where I got the name T-Dangle from. I saw her.
Oh, my God. The poster is you / T-Dangle
477. Yeah.
I'll call him Josh. He didn't mind my tea drinking. Our first day was even at a tea house. He doesn't drink as much as me, but we'll have a cup in the morning, or if I offer to make him a cup. Recently, Josh went to the hospital complaining of pain. They found out that he had a pretty sizable kidney stone.
And she says, let me just brew you some really nice lavender tea, and I'll throw in some essential oils, and I'll just dissolve that kidney stone right up.
I think that's what happens, if I'm not mistaken. Thankfully, they said he would pass it on his own.
Yeah, with the help of some essential oils.
Gave him some meds and a list of things that he can eat and drink. You know, the do's and don'ts of what causes kidney stones. Well, I woke to make my morning cup of tea, and the kettle was gone. I looked everywhere and couldn't find it, so I asked Josh, where the fuck is my kettle?
It's aggressive right out the gate.
I was just saying it to this Josh.
Oh, okay.
He said he threw it out, because tea's on the list of things that could cause kidney stones. He didn't want the temptation around anymore, and even went so far as to blame me for the stone. Now, I love my boyfriend. However, we have totally different
diets. I love tea much more.
I do my best to drink plenty of water, avoid fast food, and always cook for myself. If I order out, I try to find a healthy choice on the menu. This person sounds like a fucking square.
Nerd. What gave it away? The four cups of tea a day?
I'm working on losing some weight, so I do my best to stay on track. Josh pretty much pisses Red Bull, Mountain Dew, and Dr. Pepper.
No, so now here's the thing. If he's pissing Red Bull, that would dissolve the fuck out of a kidney stone.
For sure.
It erodes your fucking teeth. There's no way to get rid of a goddamn calcium deposit in your urethra.
He loves junk food and will opt out for greasy fast food burger over the grilled chicken I made for dinner.
Is that just a Josh thing? Or?
It's rare I see him drinking water. In fact, he has his own little mini fridge fully stocked with only soda and Red Bull. I told him that it wasn't my problem that he had a kidney stone, and that me having a cup of tea wasn't going to ruin anything. He snapped and said that as his boyfriend, I should go through this with him because we're a couple. I need to give up my tea so he'll get better. He even freaking said he asked my mom if she wanted the tea I had in the apartment so he wouldn't have to see it. This dude's nuts. Again, I said that a cup of tea didn't cause a stupid kidney stone, but that him drinking up to 6 Dr. Peppers a day.
They just keep changing their soda of choice. Well, Red Bull, say, Mountain Dew,
he
Dr.
Did say
Pepper.
At the top, those are the three go-tos. Depends on what time of day it is.
Mountain Dew is the upper in the morning, the Dr. Pepper's the downer at night. Red Bull's just to keep me afloat in the middle of the day.
That's daddy's go-go juice right there. Keeps me going. He drinks up to 6 Dr. Peppers a day.
That's insane.
And I will not stop having a cup of tea because of him. I am not responsible for his health. After that, I took my tea, my stuff, and went back to my apartment. We don't live together. I just stay over at his house sometimes. This dude's it's so insane.
I think they're both kind of insane. But, like,
I wouldn't
maybe
say that.
That's just me.
Since then, Josh, his friends, and even his mom have been blowing me up on social media and my phone. They're calling me awful things, saying I'm selfish and that I should be thinking of Josh in his time of need. Am I the asshole?
His time of need, getting through a kidney stone.
I love that he's getting cyberbullied into being like, you drink tea? Loser.
Okay, look, OP definitely seems like the type of person who is just, like, trying to be an American, like, over-embracing, like, British culture, right?
Like, could be.
One of those annoying people who's like, chip, chip, terrio, oh, I'm just kidding, time for some tea, sir.
Do you mean, like, you?
Yeah, it's me.
Uh-huh. This person just super into Love Island and tea. You're Josh in the poster? Your T-Dot dongle?
The funniest things on Love Island is when, like, a guy's trying to be, like, romantic and make a cup of tea for his bird in the villa, and he'll just drink it, and then they'll be like, thank you, and then it'll just be, like, he'll walk away, and all the girls just like, it's fucking shit, mate. It's fucking tastes like piss. He's not to make a fucking cup of tea. They just shit talk him. There's one where somebody made her breakfast, but it was, like, a fucking six-year-old did it, and she's like, thank you. And it was like, let's say it's avocado toast. And she's like, I don't like avocado or toast. And she just threw it away. It's like,
oh, just yeah. Burnt eggs on avocado toast.
Yeah. Imagine getting bullied off of social media by the person who you're supposed to be in a loving relationship.
Yeah.
Imagine you come home and your loved one throws away something that you cherish that they know that you love. And say that it's your fault that they have a medical condition that's not your fault at all.
Tea dangle strikes again, man.
Hey, man, he said tea's bad. Just tea being around him's bad, dude.
No.
It's in the air. You can't tell me him brewing tea doesn't get a little bit of tea in the air.
Yeah.
That's getting into his kidneys. He's getting stoned up. And then he's got to pee that bad boy out.
Next thing you're going to get lung stones from breathing it in.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
If you told me he was anemic from it, I would believe you because tea lowers iron, but... A kidney stone? I don't believe it.
Well, isn't it like acidic stuff gives you kidney stones?
No. It's not tea, though.
Probably.
I mean, it's a calcium.
He did say that he was only drinking Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, and Red Bull.
Yeah, I would definitely.
He clearly doesn't have a healthy lifestyle to begin with.
I would definitely look at the six Dr. Peppers a day before I'd look at the one cup of tea occasionally.
Yeah.
It's crazy that I got his whole fucking Call of Duty crew to just fucking bully this kid.
She just drinks so much tea that when they cuddle together at night, he absorbs it via osmosis.
It's sexually transmitted
tea.
To D's. There it is.
Uh-huh. You got it. You got there.
Of course, on National HIV Testing Day, it doesn't say on that calendar because it's not up to date, but it is also Earl Grey Tea Day.
Mm.
That's a steep
four. A brand new 2021 calendar isn't up to date.
Correct.
Well, there was so many on Josh's birthday. I don't know if you guys noticed that. There was like 11 of them for Josh's birthday. Yeah. I just stopped reading. I was like, he can't have any more.
Christian hadn't learned those words yet. He's not there in that lesson plan.
Earl Grey?
Sound it out. What's his
It's pretty wild.
But, I mean, that seems like an appropriate response, though. Just like... Throwing it out. Your significant other's shit?
No.
Well, he didn't want it in the house. They live in an apartment and it's small.
Talk to them.
Listen.
Talk to your partner.
What's the most
communication
insignificant thing Christian can throw out without asking you that would send you over a fucking edge?
Probably.
Like, what's the most, like, little thing that, like...
That triangle-shaped box?
I was going to say any of my cardboard boxes.
Cardboard boxes.
I have a hoarding issue with cardboard boxes. I'd be so mad. First of all, we have a lot of friends that move.
Wow.
Joshua, I gave you cardboard boxes. Don't argue with me. I've given them to Taylor. We've given them to Sydney. We've given them to all sorts of people. Okay? Anytime somebody needs a box for wrapping a Christmas present.
And you know where they were moving, Erica? To get as far away from your tea dangling ass as they can. Christian, what's the most innocuous little thing that Erica could throw away that would piss you right the fuck off?
Oh, man. There's got to be something.
Your holy socks and underwear?
There are certain underwear where it's like, I was just breaking that bad boy in!
It just got to holding the memory of my ass cheeks.
I just put that hole in there. It's now more aerodynamic, babe.
Mm-mm. What would you say it is?
I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's like pairs of pants that have holes in it where it's like, those are only in the crotch. And I can wear them around friends. They don't look at my dick.
They don't look at my dick.
I have a second pair of black pants at home that I just tore the crotch out of the other week. And I've worn them around you guys probably 4 times already. And all it does is confirm my fear. It's like,
I've never noticed.
My friends are never looking at my dick. Christian, so I can just keep wearing these.
Christian comes to work out with ballless chaps. Lays down on the bench. His entire package is out. I don't notice. Hey,
like
man.
Like a good friend, dude.
Form's looking good today, man. You smell something? I'm trying to think of something that I could have thrown away that would just be seemingly innocuous. Man. Oh, man. Probably this wireless mouse that doesn't work. I've had that mouse since, like, 2012. It doesn't fucking work anymore. But if someone threw that away, I'd be like, what are you doing? What? That was $16 nine years ago.
It's almost 10 years ago.
It's weird.
It's the year we graduated.
I know. Oh. I got it as a graduation. Well, I bought it for myself after graduation.
We're fucking old.
Gift to myself.
Well, I got money for my graduation that I used to help towards the purchase of a laptop to be used for my collegiate studies.
And he still had to
dunk on us like that.
He still had to pay a whole $14.87 for that mouse.
Shitty mouse that barely works.
He only got $5 as a gift.
Oh, that sounds about right. You do kind of suck. I wouldn't give you more than that.
You didn't. You gave me a pair of pants that were, you said, lightly used. You let me use your old graduation gown with just the crotch cut out. You wore it thin somehow on one day.
How did you wear the crotch out?
On a gown, nonetheless. It was tight.
My thighs rub. What do I say about this?
I put on a little bit of weight and it just... Of course, I walk... My gait is that of I spread my legs like I'm riding a horse and then close them like I'm pencil diving, and that's how I walk. Therefore, the robe constantly getting caught in between my thunder thighs.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
when everyone else threw up their hat, mine was just a halfway riddled to nothing string.
Every piece of clothing I wear just gets caught between my thighs.
Well, no, the hat you were holding underneath your arm as you were walking up. You don't want to mess up the dudes. Just fucking so much friction. You were power walking so hard.
I think that is my problem. I just have so much raw force behind every movement I make that it's just friction tearing apart.
Hang on. I think we found out what it stands for, guys. It's testicle dangle. It was Christian all along. All right.
Not what I meant to be the whole time?
No. Oh, it's Terry. All right. On that note, let's dangle on out of here.
Yeah, a little off topic there.
Erica,
mm-hmm.
Will you please tell our wonderful, wonderful listeners and watchers where they can find us on social media?
Absolutely. You can... follow us? Is that what we're still, the kids still calling it that these days?
Yeah.
Now that we're almost 10 years after high school.
Cap. Right, guys? Sus.
On God?
I can't think of a single lingo term.
Fire!
Are you guys excited for when, like, we're 40 and we're, like, referencing vines to our kids being, like, literally, like, stop. Looks like someone needs some milk.
Road work ahead. So you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
Of course, our handle will be at Judgies Pod, but we're changing our username to T Dangle.
Correct.
Or what'd you say, Ross Brothers or something?
That's a good one, too.
Christian?
Hey, if you guys got good pen names, send them in to us
absolutely.
At judgiespod@gmail.com. And don't forget to share this with all your pen pals.
And also get you and your pen pals to rate and review our podcast 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very nice to us for us to see and hear. And stop looking at my dick, man.
Oh, you almost have a hole worn through this.
You're giving it to me. I'll finish it off for you. All right. Let's get out of here before we make more dangling jokes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.